We are on Daf, Kuf Lamed, Gimel Lamed Beis. Let us again start from the Gemara right before, the line before, the Dalet, Omar Rav Chisda, Homas Nisin, Ateisei, Lechia, Barav. We had a machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Chia Barav, if the mitzvahs of Matonis Lekoyen, they're all one big mitzvah, or they're three separate mitzvahs. Rav Huna held that if there's a shutvis koyin in one matone, so that patos that matone. The shutvis koyin in the chayayim, so the balabayim is potter to give matnas kuna from the lechayayim, but he's mechuyev the zroyim the keva. And Chia Barav says, Afilo shutev ba'achas mehem potter mikula. That it is one big mitzvah, and if there is a ptur, it's one big mitzvah, the three matanas are one big mitzvah, so a male, if there's a sibis aptur of the chelak of the mitzvah, so there's no chiyav bechlal of matnas kohune. This is the machlokes between chiyav barav and ravune. So let us just start from the Gemara, Omar Rav Chisda, Omas Nisin Ateisei lechiyav barav. This baraisa was mata chiyav barav. This baraisa, it would seem, is one big mitzvah. The sanya we learned in the baraisa, esrim va'arba matnes kunahim, there are 24 matnes kunah, v'kulon nitnu la'arin olabonov, b'chlal oprat, u'bris melech. They were given tar olabonov, b'chlal oprat, u'bris melech. Kol ha-mekayimon, whoever's mekayim, the chof dalet matonis, ki lukayim b'chlal oprat. So we said in Rashi, in Rashi Baba Kama says, kilu kiyim kola terekule, that was nitno b'chlal oprat, kilu kiyim kola terekule, shanita lidrash b'chlal oprat achlal. U'bris melach, Rashi says in Baba Kama, Chilukayim kola kolbonesh shenitna ben bris melech. V'chola oivar aleim, a person who is oivar on the chov dalet matonis, kilo oivar al bechlal oprat o bris melech. Now the baraisa will enumerate the chov dalet matonis. V'elohein, eser b'migdosh, ba'arba b'irushalayim, ba'eser b'gvulim. Eser b'migdosh chatos v'chatos ha'oif, oshem badai, these are from the matnas kune, oshem badai v'oshem toloi, v'zivchei shalmei tzibol, v'loik shemen shalmei tzoyrem, v'shtei alechem v'lechem aponim, shiori menoches u'minchas ha'oimel. Rashi would seem as geiris first minchas oimer ushiori menoches. Ba'arba birushalayim, abachoiro babikurim, umura minatoido mel nozer, ba'oirais kochim. Which is problematic why oirais kochim is as shaykhes to Yerushalayim. Ba'eser bigvulim, and now there's 10 matones bigvulim. Trume, the Trumas Meiser, Vachalo Bereshis Ageis, Umatonis, the Matonis, Upinion Aben, Upinion Petach Amer, Ustei Achuze, Ustei Charomim, Begezel Ager. So, Kaponim, when we're speaking about the 10 of Gvulin, one of them is Matonis. Now, if we would cheshben that each matone is a separate mitzvah, so then we wouldn't have 24 matnas kune, we'd have 26 matnas kune. So therefore, here, Barav held that from this baraisa we see that all three matones is one big mitzvah, and therefore, if a ptur is chal on a chelik of the mitzvah, so he's potter from the complete mitzvah. That is the svar of Chiya Barav. And the Gemara says, Kusava midekachosh shivlu lamatones bechoda. Since he has been matones, all three matones as one matone, this is from the Chok Dalet matones, is chodanino, so it's one big matone. V'loihi, but that is not pshat in the baraisa. Otu muam mitoido ve'el nozer de kachoshe v'lu kechode. We had four b'Yerushalayim, and muam minatoide u'me'el nozer is zicher different matones. This is amuram minatoide. This is amuram me'el nozer. So would one say this is one big mitzvah? Mishum dechodeninu. The kachoshivlu kechod mishum dechodeninu. It's zicher two different matones. It's a harome that is given from an el nozer. It's a harome that's given from a toide. Elakiven didamien ladodi choshivlu kechod. The baraise and the chavdal matones he made the mitzvahs harame, one big mitzvah. So memele, hachinami, kiven de domin ladodi, choshev lu kechode. Be'atzim in Yesoid, the matones are, in Yesoid, three matones, three different mitzvahs, but in the minyan, he makes them one. Now let us see Rashi. בכלל לא פרט, ויקח קוירח, לכל קודשי בני ישראל, לכל נסעתם, that's the כלול הקאמה, והודה מפורש כל חד וחד, בזה יהיה לכל מקודש הקדושי מן האש, and רשי בבא קאמה says, זה הכלל בעשרה אורסו, זה הכלל פרט או כלל. ובריס מלח, כסיב בסייפי, בריס מלח אילום הוא, Kishem Shabris Melech Einei Sheveses Tzitzah Dovar Shal Kayom Ekach Zul Leis Ishbois Kilo Kayim Kloleis Uproteis Shebetayre Bris Melech Shal Kabonis Eser Bemigdash. So Rashi says, what does that mean? Eser Bemigdash Nitnu Lahem B'Seich Hazore Lo'ichlam Shon. So Rashi seems to be saying they're nischalik in the Azore and they're nechal in the Azore. Zivchei shalmei tzibur kivsei atzeres vehem, even though it's shlomim vehem kotshe kadoshim lechal bazore. Loik shemen shalmei tzore is also from the Azore matonis shebemigdosh. So what's this loik shemen shel metzayre? So Rashi says, ma shenisha mi mato noisot. That means that what is left over after the kohen made the matna shemen and the bohenes yodo, bohenes raglov, and then what was left al kaf yodo put al roisha nozil. But that is a small amount of shemen. We have a loik shemen, so we have a lot of shemen left over. Is nechal lekehanim kidamrinen b'menoches ubizvochim kol kolbonam v'chsiv v'vayikach koirech l'rabbeis loik shemen shal metzoire dekori kolbonam. That's also called a korban. Tersibe b'ikrib oisom la'osham bes leg ha'shomen. So it seems it's v'ikrib is going on the leg also. וכסיב בלעיקח קוירח עוד עשה הגרס בזהובן שבגרייזן אינדסרה שידר רשעה שמייקס כסיב בסרי דעצמי סז בקוידש הקדושם תכלנו ושבייתן דקוידש קדושם הכולו לכל קבון לכל מנחוס מלכל חטוס מלכל השומן סון קבונם is going on כל קבונם is going on דולייק שמן it's also נחל בזורם Oyma loichoshev leibahadei shar menoches, this is the Rishash's girse, b'nei shehu minches sibo hanikmetzes, b'necheles b'ein locho oid b'tzibo, shiori menoches shel yochid. So that's Rashi's girse was, first it said, the oyma, which is a minches sibo, which is nekmetzes, and the rest is nechle kahanim, and then we have, Shal Menoches Yochid, Shiori Menoches. Now, so these ten are very good. They're Nachlokes V'Necholes Bazor. Now we have four that are Birushalayim. So Rashi says, Ane'echolim. Now, this will be good, that they're all Nechol only, Toich HaChoyme, the only Nechol in Yerushalayim. Umishalkim, and Rashi says they're also divided in Yerushalayim. Mishalkim, Bechere Bechol Leir would be more understandable. Necholim Bechol Leir, Mishalkim Bechol Leir. And we'll come back to this. HaBechere Bechere Tam. HaBechere Tam is Kotshim Kalim. It's nechol teicha chayme. Bikurim einam necholim elo birushalayim. Dechsiv leisuchel lechol bisharecho. Vo'omar mar utrumesyotcha elu abikurim. So this is also only nechol birushalayim. Umuram mitoido. And that what is muram from a toide. So Rashi says this includes chazei v'shoik. V'dalet chaleis, k'dechsiv v'hikriv mimenu echod mikol korban truma l'Hashem l'kayin hazayrek, mi'abas minim, there's four minim in the 40 chaleis, there were 10 of each min, chaleis urikikim rebuke v'chomets achas mikol min. So umuram mitoida means they were meirim from the korban, the chazay v'shoik, and they were meirim from the lechomim dalet chalas. So that's from the matnas kohune. So there was a aroma from the korban, aroma from the chalas, from the lechomim. Umuram me'el nozir. So there the zroya b'sheila b'chala v'rokik k'dersi b'parshas nosoi sheminif enoisoi. Bahani chad choshev lo, and that's Muslim being a rai, really these are two different matones from two different kabonas. This is roye b'sheilo, this is arokik, and the other is dalad meinim, and chazei b'sheik, but it's all muram. Bahani chad choshev lo, shum dedomi adodi, tetavayu muram mikotshim kalim ninu, both of them are muram mikotshim kalim, so he makes all the murams one suk korban. Chazei v'shoik shel shar shlomim. There's another muram. There's the chazei v'shoik. Nami bichlal zehain. This is also bichlal zeh. V'hai denokat toide. So why if when he spoke about chazei v'shoik, which is applicable by a toide and by a shlomim? So why did he mention Toide more than Ashlomim? Shum de Izbei Muram Achinim. Because there's another Muram by Toide. By Toide there's a Muram of the Dal Lachomim. So he wanted to make the, so that the Toide is a Muram of Chazei V'Shoik and Dal Lachomim. Shlomim is only a Muram of Chazei V'Shoik. Votaninu Lekulo B'Chodesh Mo. But really, he's including all the Murams This is Bechodesh Mo, so this is one of the Chav Dalet Matonis. V'oireis Kodshim. Now, the oireis of Kodshim. So which oireis are we speaking about? Shal oilo, chatos v'osham. Kedersiv oir ha'oilo shehikriv. So that's oir ha'oilo says Beferish. Beferish koinim nami marbe oir chatos v'osham. So these are the oires of Kodshe Kodshim belong to the Kahanim. Now, Bigvulim, now why when we're speaking about oires Kodshim, Nitonim Lahem Bechol Ore Yisrael? That means it was, I'm sorry, this is Bigvulim, this is the next 10 that are Bigvulim. The Rashi doesn't speak about Eretz Kodshim here. Bigvulim nitonim lahem b'chol orei Yisrael. These are given b'chol orei Yisrael. Perhaps it would be better to say nitonim lahem mikol orei Yisrael, because we're speaking about it. If it comes, mein l'chayri can give. We're talking about truma and challah. It can be given. Anywhere, it can be given chutz l'aretz also. L'cher nitonim lem mikol orei Yisrael, that means it comes from, that means if it grew, chale, that came from tvua that grew in orei Yisrael, or the tumah that's l'cher, but the chol, I think, means like mikol, niton lem mikol orei Yisrael. Umatonis, azroya v'lochayayim v'akeivo. Now here we have to know already, Matonis, we heard in the Mishnah that Zroya L'chayayim V'keiva is Noig Afilu B'chutz L'oretz, so you have to know why it says Bulim. Later we'll have a Rabbi Loi that holds that it's not Noig B'chutz L'oretz. So perhaps this Parais is going according to Rabbi Loi, as it says Gvulim. But then we have opinion aben, hey sloim, this is Icheshver, but does this have a shaykhis to begvulim, b'chol ore Yisrael? This is Ichenat. This is Ichenat, nothing to do with the ore Yisrael. Pidyon Petach Amor said, Stay Achuze Shehigdish, that the Bailim was Magdish a Stay Achuze, Veloi Ga'olo, and he wasn't Goyal the Soda, and Mocha Gizbo La'acher, the Gizbo Soda La'acher, Rehi Yaitzis B'Yoivol, and Mischalekes Lekahanim Shaloi Say Mishpo, Shira B'Yoivol, Shanem Ava Yesoda B'Tzei Say B'Yoivol, Lekoyim Ti Achuzosoi. Begezel Ager Ha'osham Hamushav L'Hashem B'Parshas Nosoi. Begezel Ager Shenishba Loi L'Sheker. Someone swore Sheker to Ager. V'acha Kachoy D'Lacha Mises Ager Kid Pirashti L'El Bepilkin. So then it's given to the Mishma. Hu Sova Chiyiba Rab Sova Midakocho Shivaitana L'Kul Uzrael Chiyam V'Keva Kocho De Matone. It's one matan, Shlomo 26. Shema mino chodo, Shema mino chodo, hi? Let us see this last Rashi. Shema mino chodo, hi? That since there's only Chav Dalet Matonis, Shema Mino Chodi, Amachuyev Be'echod, Mischayev Be'kulam, Anifta Me'achas Mehem, Poto Mikulam. Now this Rashi is very unclear. Now if we say, Anifta Me'achas Mehem, Poto Mikulam, which is Take, which Chiyev Barav held, he held that if a Koyin had a chelik, one of the matonis, so you're potter from all the matonis, because it's one it's one big matone. So what does that mean? Vamechuyev be'echad mischayev be'kulam. That's the exact opposite. Vamechuyev be'echad mischayev be'kulam. If a person is chayev in one matone, he's chayev in all matones. So what does that mean? What? Lucheret stiridik. Unless Rashi means, I don't know, unless Rashi means that, let's say there was a kohen, let's say for practical purposes, we can have later, that if the behema belongs to a kohen, and he's makne the matonis to a Yisrael, so there's a chiyah matonis, fakerte, chiyah matonis is totally who's the bailam on the matone. So perhaps, if let's say a kohen had a behema, and he was mafkir two of the matones, and he was makna one of the matones to a Yisrael. So could be, so on the hefka could be there's no ptul. Pshat is there's no one, so that's mechuyev. So perhaps that's pshat and Rashi, v'amechuyev be'echot mischayev be'kulam. Maybe that's what Rashi means. I really don't know. Let us see Taisvis. Zivchei shalmei tzibu, hein kibsei atzeres. V'yesh lam din ha-shomeis, li-ochel, lifnimen ha-kloim, k'desnan be'zer mekayma. So that's Zivchei shalmei tzibu. Bo'ira iskotshim, teima, amai choshiv, oira iskotshim, me'arba shohoyo b'Yerushalayim. So Taisvis is a problem. Aloy ba'azora hoyu mafshitin afilu kotshim kalim mishum imurim shloichoylum lohitzi chutz la'azora v'havale lemimnei im eser shebemikdosh. So Taisvis seems to ask that we have a problem between you and me. The oireis kotshim were given to the Kahanim had nothing to do with Yerushalayim. That means that all the other things that we had Yerushalayim was Nechel b'Yerushalayim, Abchor, Bikurim. These things were Nechel b'Yerushalayim. Amurim in HaToyda, these are all Kachim Kalam are Nechel b'Yerushalayim. Oiris are not nech. I mean, oiris could be used all over the oiris. Some over chulam. They were allowed to use them all over. So how does Yerushalayim come in? So Taisvis understood. So fakert, you could look when the. I think that's how Taisvis understood. When did the schus in the oir, when did the kahanim get the schus in the oir? So that was b'shas hefshit. It means kolzman, the behemah, mustama, the oir was before the hefshit. Well, it could be there was no, the kahanim didn't have any schus after they were mafshit, the oir now belonged to the kahanim. So the schus that they acquired in the oiris was in the azore. I mean, because the Hefshet had to be in the Azor, they couldn't make the Hefshet outside of the Azor, because there were Murim there, or there was, this would be Posel Al Tzioitze. Yerushalayim Bechlal doesn't have a Pshat. What's Yerushalayim? What does Yerushalayim have a Shaykhis with Teiris? So you should say when they acquired this Chus in Teiris. So Lechayah, they acquired this Chus in Teiris. In the Azor, B'Shas Hefshet. So Taisus blibes by a taimer. Now, on the side here, it says here, Arashi and Babakame, but it says a little in my Gemara here, Vamaisif Rashi. So here in Maisif Rashi says a little more than what brings here on the Gilyan. Here it says the Ma'aseh Rashi in Baba Kama as follows: Va'oireis kotshim, oireis oile v'chatois v'shomais, avokotshim kalim oireisim labailim kedama bezvochim. ומשם הוכי כה חושב לו בהדי הנח דבירושלים. What does it have in Yerushalayim? What charge of Yerushalayim? Lemuti da'enach shovim bahadei hanach digvulim. I mean, so that means it's from the four in Yerushalayim, not the ten of gvulim. Ba'ani oires lo misyayiv lohu elo b'Yerushalayim. Yeah. It was given to them in Yerushalayim. That's what Rashi says. The chalukas ha'oires, the means they made the hefshet of the oires in the Azore, but the chalukas ha'oires were not in the Azore. They weren't, they're all in the Azore. They're only mechalik, the bosor, they were mechalik the bosor of the kochi kochim tito, they were mechalik it to the kanim. But the oires, which was a matnes kune, which did not need the Azore, Lamaise was Nischalik in Yerushalayim. And perhaps that's what Rashi says in Bava Kama. And that's what Reb Shatna Rashi, Bi Yerushalayim, Hanecholim Umischalkim. I think Mischalkim is going on Doiris. That's Mischalkim, Hanecholim Umischalkim, Bacholayir. Maybe the Kochi Kalim was also Mischalik to the Kahanim in Yerushalayim. And the Eiris Loi Misyai Bilu Ela Yerushalayim. U Bahano, in Rashi says further, Bahadi Hanach de Bemigdush Loi Choshu, Ela Hanu Di Novki Chutz Lekloi Mifsulu Biyaitse. That's what brings down on the Gilian. That what it says, though it's Negei Bemigdush, that was something that would be nifsal of his yotzah min amigdash. So the oiris icha, perhaps even though there's chus in the oiris, they acquired bishas hefshit, but the those which are nichlal in the asor of the migdash, it means that it would be nifsal if it would be taken out from the migdash. Zok the Gemara weiter. Iboyelu, the Gemara closed the Shaila. What happened if a behema belonged to a Kohen and the Kohen was makne the Roish to a Yisrael? Ha Roish shelcha v'kula sheli. The whole behema is mine. He's maknem the Roish. The Roish mistama means a fellow the Lachayayim. That's the Keshaila over here. He's makne to the Yisrael. And so this matana belongs to the Yisrael, but the whole behemah belongs to the Kohen. Mal boso chiyuva ozlina. Do you look at the matana, which is mechuyev linosein lekoyim, and the matana belongs to Yisrael. The lechayim belongs to Yisrael. The chiyuvi gabi Yisraelu, so memele he gave him the lechayim. It wasn't a profitable. He didn't gain anything from this matone because he has to give it to Akoyim. But he gave him something that's mechuyev to be given to Akoyim. He gave it to Yisrael, and since the chiyuvi gabi Yisrael, so the Yisrael is mechuyev. Yisrael is mechuyev to give it to him. Oidulme basa ike behema ozlina. Maybe we go basa ike behema. I mean, since the whole behema belongs to a kohen, and by a kohen there's no chiyuv of matnas kune, so there's no chiyuv of, if the whole behema belongs to a kohen, there's not chal a chiyuv on the maton. That's the shayla in the Gemara. Vikebahim the koinu, toshma, oivet kechovim the koin, shemosru tsoinam li Yisrael igzois. We're gonna have two cases by Reishis Hageis. Case number one, there's a goy, or a koin, who are potter from Reishis Hageis, and they gave over to a yid to be goises. So this is a poshetadim. That means the Giza belongs to someone who's potter from Reishis Ageis. Now, the Maisa Giza is from a Yisrael. So that's nothing. Potter. It's potter. That's a poshet din. We had the same din by, if someone is Zeveyach, a behemoth that belongs to a Kohen, is also potter from the Zreil Chayim Bekeva. Now it says a second in, Halaykeach geiz tzoynei shalevet kechom. If a person purchased the geiz, before the gziza, he purchased the geiz, is pota me reishis a geiz. So here by reishis a geiz it says, we do not look who the bailam of the geiz is, we don't look where, who possesses the dover hamachuyiv, we look at the bala behemet. If the Baal of Behemoth is potter from Reishis Agei, so it's irrelevant who the Giza belongs to. But the Baraisa feels always, Vizachimer, Vizreil Chayain, Ubekeva Yosem Reishis Agei. By Zreil Chayain Bekeva, it's not like that. There we go, Bosel Chiyuvim. That means, there the, it's totally who possesses the Dover HaMeschayiv. And so maybe the din will be if the Kohen will possess the behemoth, and the Yisrael will possess one of the matones, so the Yisrael is b'chuyev. They give this matone to a Kohen. Shema mino bosa chiyuva ozlinon shema mino. Zot Rashi. Kulo shali b'roi shalcho, Kohen moicha letaboch o'roish koidem shchite. He's selling him the roish. Ochi gasine. Toshma. Oivet kechavim v'koyin shemosru tzoyna li Yisrael ligzayz. Shosu shluchan ligzayz es tzoyna. Pota. Ba'aydi detoni loy gabi matna is ha-shoychet. By matonis, ha-shoychet l'koyin oivet kechavim pota. Even though there it says zeveyach zevach, that even though l'chayre the chiyuv is chal b'shasvicha, afal pikein, p'yezeveyach, a behemoth that's poto, so you're poto. Tonye, nami gabi reishis a geiz, that if a person will be geiz, is a behemoth that's poto, you're also poto. And then it says, a bigger chiddush, a lekeir geiz, soyni, shayv, kechob, afal lekeir, mishenik, zuzu, poto. V'zechoyma, na lekeir, matonais, minakoyim, if a person purchases matonis min ha-koyim, koydem shchite, v'chol behema le-koyim, chaye v'matonis. So if a person purchased matonis koydem shchite, v'chol behema le-koyim, and the whole behemah is belongs to the Kohen. Is chayev b'matonis, is the Kohen chayev b'matonis, shloi zoche bo koidem shchite, Tcher Rashi means, it could be Rashi is going on. This is unclear. Shlei zocha bo koydem shchite. Who's Rashi talking about? Maybe it's going on the moicher. Shlei zocha bo koydem shchite. He wasn't zoicha in it because he sold it to the Yisrael. Chiyuv eschal b'shas shchite belongs to Yisrael. Maybe Shloi Zochaba is going on the Kohen. The Kohen wasn't Zeich in this Matone Koidem Shchite because he sold it. Shmaminomik Diktoni is a Choyme Alme Bosa Chiyuva Azlinen Tahai Loikone El Matonis. He only purchased Matonis Bekoma Chayit. Let us see Taisvis. Aiduma Bosa Ike Behema Azlinen. So here the Gemara had a Hava Mine. That if a Kohen possesses the whole behemoth, and a Yisrael possesses the matonis, it should be potter. kushigolbosa ikir behime. So Tosva says, we hear in the Mishnah, a fakerta case, that we hear if the whole behime, holoidomi klalum aslisin desnan chutz min amatonis, potem min amatonis, there we hear the behime belonged to a koyim. He sold everything chutz min amatonis, so there the din is, that it's potem min amatonis, because the matonis belonged to the koyim. So there we see, you don't go bosa the ikir behime. You go bosa the matonis. So why wasn't the Gemara poshed it from the Mishnah? So Tosfos says, the hodl mechayv hosam Yisrael b'matonis, shim shematonis nishar b'yad koyim. Their pshat is, because it never was chalachiv, matonis nishar b'yad koyim, or maybe he's eichen the matonis. That means he's eichen the matonis. I call the zachir matonis. He's eichen the matonis because there is nisharu biyad koyin. That means that since they before were his, so mamela this is different. It's not too clear what Tosfos means to emphasize. Zok the Gemara weiter. Vim oma loy chutz min amatonis, pota min amatonis. We heard if a koyin sold a Yisrael, he sold them a behemah, he was mishaya the matonis. The matonis are his. So the din is that the Yisrael is pota min amatonis, because they belong to the koyin. He doesn't have to give matonis, they belong to the koyin. So far, there's no chiyuv matonis. Oreminu, fragt the Gemara Kashe, we learned a baraisa on menas shamatonis shali. What happens if a koyin had a behema, he sold the whole behema, and he said, "Atimeda tnai amenash amatone shali, naisin lachol koyin sheyirze." So the Bailam, the Israel who purchased the behemah, is chayiv in matonis, and he gives the matonis to whoever he wants. So what is the Gemara's kasha? Here it says, if he said chutz min amatonis is pota for giving matonis, he doesn't give matonis at all. And the matonis belonged to the meicher, who was a kohen. And here he said, "Amenash amatone shali." So here it says that the Yisrael is chayev to give matonis, and he can give it to whoever he wants. So there's a stira. So the Gemara asks, "Amenas achutz koromis." You're asking a kasha from Amenas to chutz. Chutz shiura amenas lav shiura. That means if the koyin sold the Yisrael the behime, and he said chutz min amatonis, so that's a shir in the mecher. That means he didn't sell him the matonis. The matonis were never sold. So the matonis always belonged to the koyin. So memele, the Yisrael that checks the behime is a behime without matonis. The matonis don't belong to him. We mentioned before that fakerta, the chiv is totally who the bailam is on the matonis. So since the koyin is the bailam on the matonis, so there's no chiv matonis. So that's potamina matonis. Masha'inkin over here, t'nai milsachite. He says, amenas shamatonis shali does not mean he's mishayir the matonis. He means the mecher is a mecher gomor. It's completely yours. And he's making a tenai that the matonis, whatever matonis shali means, which we'll try to figure out. So memele, that is a tenai. So a tenai is pshat is that the behemah, the whole behemah, including the matonis, belong to the koine, to the yi. And now there was a tanai. So for some reason the tanai doesn't work, and he can give the matonis to whoever he wants to. But you can ask a question on the Mishnah, Chutz is a Shia, Al Manasse is a Tanai. Uriminu, so the Gemara says, I'll ask you another question. We learned a Baraisa Al Manash, Al Matone Shali, Al Matone Shaloi. Oh, here we learned, you just had a Psaveri Lomdashish Tektor over here, that by a Tanai is a Milsa Achite, and the whole Bahima, including the Matonis, belongs to the Yisrael, the Zachiyu Matonis. Here it says, Matonis Shaloi, and there's no Chiyuv on the Yisrael to give Matonis. So the Gemara says, Boho Pligi, Marsova Al Menashe Yuro, the second Braisa holds, Al Menashe is a Loshen of Shir, that means, Amenash Shamatonishali means, in other words, I'm selling you the whole behemoth, excluding the matonis. Shahamatonishali, the matonis are mine, and they're mine because I'm not selling it to you. That goof is pshat. Umar sova amenash lav shiureu. It doesn't mean that the mechire is without the matonis. It means it's a complete mechire. No, atnai, that the matonis should be shali, and so since it's a complete mechira, there's a chiyuv matonis, and for some reason the tnai is not chal. Now let us see Rashi. Ureminu koyin shemocha behema li Yisrael, v'omalei almenash shematonis shali, naisnan Yisrael lechol koyin sheyirtze. So the Yisrael gives it any kind he wants. Why is it that way? The kibin, the kula behema zavin lay, since he sold them the whole behema, lay motzi las nuye lay hai amatonis, he can't make a tnai with them on the matonis, sha'inon shaloi, they're not his, ela shal kahanim ninu, they belong to the Kahanim. Ve'en lo'i behen ala toivis hano. Mikol mokim shma mino dechayiv v'matonis. Now, we have to understand that Rashi is very difficult to understand. That's what we have to understand. Rashi is coming to explain why the tnai doesn't help. Rashi, good, it's not a shir, some emele, it's not a shir in the kinyin, the whole behemah belongs to the yid, kula behemah zovenle, fine. But he made a tnai, amanas, shamatonish sheli. Now, let us just delve a minute. What is the taich almanas shamatonis shali? We could say it means the matonis are mine. Now, how does that work? There's a ritva that says that some of it doesn't make sense. You're selling a behemoth and the matonis are yours. How could the matonis be yours if you're selling the behemoth? The ritva says, Tamazay, it's pitume mila balme. That's what the ritva says. I'm selling you the behemoth, and the matonis are mine. So if it's a shir, that means I'm not selling you the matonis. Fine. That's the second losh, that's the second beraisa. But if it's not a shir, so Tamazay, so the ritva says, Tamazay narashkai. Fine. There's another mahalach, amanash shamatonis shali, that we say, we'll see in Taisus a third mahalach, but amanash matonis lisha titali amatonis. That's what it means. I'm selling you the behemoth. Amanash, you should give me the matonis. No, that makes a lot of sense. But it's too good. So what's wrong? He sold them a behemoth with a tanai that he should give him the matonis. So what is Rashi saying? Le motzi lasnui le hai matonis sheini. I am atone, she'enem shaloi, ela shal kahanim ninu, ve'en le bemol atoivis ano, that's what I'm asking you. Since you do have toivis ano, you should give it to me. So what's the problem? So you have to understand Rashi is schwer. I saw the Chavrusa, he wants to say Pshat in this Rashi that Rashi learned Amanash Shamatonis Shalim means Amanash Titanli Amatonis. But it means not b'teiras matnas kohune, but b'teiras matone. That's what he meant. I want you to give me the matones, not b'teiras matnas kohune. B'teiras matone, you should give me shetitin le matones. So then Rashi makes sense. He can't give the matones. That means to give as a matone, not up. If the t'nai would have been, you should give it to me, b'teiras matnas kune. So then it's very good, that's a choshev t'nai. You have toivas ano, I'm making a deal with you, I'm selling to you. But one of the conditions of the mechira is that you should give me the matonis. And you're entitled to do that. So therefore he wants to say that Rashlam said, manasha titnu li amatonis na b'teiras matnas kune. She give it to me for a matone. So then Rashi, we can understand Rashi. I can't give it to you for a matone because it's not mine. It belongs to the Kahanim. So you're telling me I should give you something that's not mine. Could be that's what he wants to say, Pshat in Rashi. Chutz shir loshin shir mashme shishir amatones v'loi mochon lefichoch potr alekev shrei shal koinei. Now Rashi says, what would be the din if a Yisroel sold to another Yisroel a behemah chutz from the matonis? That means the first Yisroel sold to the second Yisroel chutz from the matonis. So Tosfos says, so Rashi says, ave mechayev alekeach. So that means we have here two shutvim in this behemah. One shutv owns the matonis. The second shutv owns the behemah. And who's mechuyev to see that the matonis should be given? The zeveich. We learned the chiyev is on the adin matabach. So Rashi says, have mechayev halekeach. So the lekeach is mechuyev to see that the matonis from the first bailam should go to Akoyim. The kivin shuhu shocht aleiram yelamizvino. He has to handle with the first with the meicher. It's not the kohen's headache; it's his headache. Almenas lav shiyure elatunoi hakel mochel almenas sheyitne loy v'hu ein baykoich lahasnois. Reminu b'raisa b'raisa. Moren said that's a machlekes taken. Chutz shiyurehu. Almenas lav shiyure. Ve'im toima, faktais v'sakashe. Chi omale almenas domrinen noisen lokol koin sheyirtze. Im kein amekach botol, shloi nosan loya beheime. El almenas shiyia amatonesh shaloi. Tais v'sakashe, for some reason, let's not get into the reason. He's not mechuyev to give it to him. That's klo. So if he's not mechuyev to give it to him, so lechayre, but the mekach was made that he should give it to him, or should be mechuyev to give it to him. So why isn't the mekach bottle? V'yeshloimer the mayri. Shehisnu shiva matone shaloi, vim loyiten loy loyia mekach botl. There was a tanai that the matone should be shaloi, but here there was no din, vim loyiten loy loyia mekach botl. You have to understand if it's, that they spoke out like this. Lashon of Tosfos is very unclear. So there's a Meiri. The Meiri says Pshat in this Taisvis. The Meiri says Pshat in this Taisvis says, the Meiri says Pshat, if it is Pshat in Taisvis is debatable, but the Meiri says as follows. The Meiri says If a person makes a tnai, over the Loshon Amiri, on the yodim l'soiv daitoi, shaloikiven lebitl mekach, shein odom osi limke behema bechayeho, ulahasnois shetachza loi acher mise, viyachza domeho. Hilkar ein zela tnai poshut, af einei miskaven lebitl mekach kishar tnoi. Shatnai misbarer achlo yiskalku hadovo. Now, the Miri says a very interesting lamdas. L'chayr, the lamdas is as follows. By all tnoim, that means like this, Reuven sells something to Shimon, amenas, you should do something. I'm selling to you at night, you should do something. So, what is the kavona of Reuven? Reuven is, if you'll do it, fine. So then I'm selling it to you. If you won't do it, so I'm not selling it to you. So what'll be? So you'll give me back the behemoth, and I'll give you back the money. I'm only interested in selling to you the behemoth if you're going to do this thing. If you don't, you won't do this thing. I'm not interested in selling you the behemoth. So if I can't, so I'm not interested in such a mekach. So you'll give me back the behemoth. I'll give you back your money. Here, when will become this barer that there's no kiyum atnai? It's only nizbara when after it's geshochten and he doesn't give him the matonis. So zukte meiri we yered l'seich date. The meichazicha didn't mean this. He meant that I'm taking money for you from a lebedik beime. And if you won't give me after it's geschochten, so you'll give me back the dead behem and I'll give you the money. That's not mistava. Why should he do such a thing? That means the only time that I assume that the tnai comes with a bitl mekach is only if the moicha is not losing through the bitl mekach. He's making a mekach. If you comply with the condition, it's good. If you don't comply with the condition, it's no good. But over here to say, if you won't comply to the conditions, I'll give you back your money, you won't give me back the Mecca, you'll give me back a Gishachna Beime, on the Yerdim. That's the Lashon of the Miri. Shinodim Osei Limke Beime Bechayel Lahasnoi Shetachsalei Achem Mitzvah V'yachse Damel. Could be that's Pshat. V'ilkach Ein Ze Elo Tnai Poshet. The Chazaynish wants to say, what was the Tnai? Zanish wants to say, I'm not, that you should become mechuyev to give me the matonis, and you can't make such a chiyev. There's a chiyev to give you the matonis. I'm not sure teeting li ha matonis. I'm not sure matonis shali that you're mechuyev to give me the matonis. There's no such chiyev. So memele, you can't make such a tenai, but there should be a chiyev to give you the matonis. There's no bitl metkach, because other anu yodim l'seif daitah.